We continue on with our Horton Locker Room chat here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tamman with you. It's brought to you by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. We're joined now by Horton boys basketball coach. That is David Losey. And, Coach, there's a lot to kind of dissect here. Of course, you had a big win against McClouth on a Tuesday night, but we'll talk about that in just a minute. You know, your team really had kind of a full week off after that midseason tournament. You know, we talked about that midseason tournament last week a little bit, but not really much going on between last week and this week when we last spoke. And obviously, with that extra practice time, how do you kind of utilize that and get yourself back into the mode for the final stretch here?
Yeah, that was actually probably a good time to have that stretch so we could get back, I don't know, you'd say get back to basics maybe, but really start working on some things that we need to work on to, in order to make us, you know, drive here at the end, hopefully, and, you know, working on being a little more aggressive, playing with a little more physicality, a little more competition and things in practice. So, you know, if last night's any indication, I hope that, you know, it stretches into Friday, and thought the kids really played hard. We put up some points, but I think the biggest thing for us was we played hard.
Yeah, and you certainly can't teach effort. That's kind of the one thing. But when you have that extra practice time, is it more about fundamentals? Are you working on sets? You know, at least particularly for you and your team this year, how do you kind of utilize that at this point in the season?
Yeah, we probably went back more to the fundamentals. You know, blocking out, using your body, posting up, post moves, those type of things. I mean, you know, sets and offenses and defenses, we worked on them, but we really stressed doing the little things and trying to do those things that made me the difference between three or four possessions in a ball game.
And your team now 6-4 in NEKL play after the big win against McClouth on Tuesday night. You won that one by 30, 63-33. So what was the most impressive part about that one?
Well, again, I'll reiterate the way we played hard. We went after a lot of loose balls. We shot the ball well, second, third quarter, you know, mid-range wise. You know, we try to work inside out as much as possible. They zoned a lot. They did do some man, but later. But you know, working against the zone, working inside and out, and trying to make get some matchups inside there where we can take advantage of that also.
And now you get a second opportunity here on Friday with Valley Falls. You saw them back in early December. It was the second game of the year. Dragons won that first matchup 47-39. I guess kind of a two-part question here. What's the biggest difference with your team now compared to that first meeting, and what's kind of the expectation for the second go-around?
Well, hopefully we'll be a little more physical. Defensively, I think we've gotten a lot better from earlier in the season, and part of that was trust. You know, I had to trust these guys to do the things correctly defensively, and we've really worked at that, and they've come through, and maybe I was a little tentative early in the season. But we're going to have to keep them out of the lane. We'll have to keep their guards out of the lane and get out and guard because they can shoot a little bit. So that offers a challenge, and hopefully we can rise to the occasion Friday at our place.
After about a week off post-midseason tournaments, Horton got back to it. A big win at McClouth on a Tuesday night. They won it 63-33. Now getting back into the mode here with the final stretch of the regular season. They will be back at home on Friday taking on Valley Falls. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you much.